Okay. Good morning, everyone. I got to do my classic starting piece over here. So here we go. This is Start Your Day, the Torah Way of Northwest London, Monday, the 25th of May, Beis Sivan, Tuf Shin Pei. Rav Gav Friedman here. And I want to welcome everyone for coming. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to doing this. From my understanding, this is, I don't know, the first or the beginning of including not only the phone call, and unfortunately not able to be there live, but being able to do this via some sort of technology. So welcome all y'all, wherever you may find yourselves, either right now as I'm speaking or right now as you're listening to the recording. Okay, so I want to share with everybody here not just an interesting idea, an incredible idea, which is really, really, it's really mind-blowing. It's based off the very well-known Gemara. The Gemara, when I say again very well-known, I mean probably an audience like this. Yesterday I was looking at the previous shiurim that were given there. It is quite incredible. I had a schus of being able in Manchester it was, to be able to speak for Start Your Day, the Torah Way. This was, I don't remember how many years ago, it was somewhere in upwards of 10 years ago, something around that time. And it's a privilege, a schus, and really incredible to have such a thing that people are learning every single day, steigen away. So many different organizations now are opening up, and I think this is one of the first to get this going. So let's share with you the Gemara. The Gemara is found in Chagiga. Just doubling up, making sure I have the right Lashon. And the Gemara says in Chagiga and Daf Tes Amud Beis. This is the Parakama de Chagiga. Amalei bar hei le hillel. May dechsiv v'shaftem u'ri'isem. I'm going to read through the entire thing, but Ben Ovid Elokim l'asher lo avodu. Eino dome, shone pirko mea pa'amim, l'shone pirko mea pa'amim ve'echad. You can't compare. This is, again, if you've heard this Gemara recently, it makes sense. Because this is a very, you know, this is the topic where talking the Kabbalah Satara. You can't compare somebody who learns something 100 times and chazer something 100 times to somebody who chazer is it 101 times. Wow. You can't compare somebody who has or someone who learns something 100 times to somebody who shona is the lashon. Lashon is shona. Interesting lashon, shona. We know that when we learn mishnah is mishnah. What does the word mishnah mean? So you have the word vishinantam. You have the word lishanein. You have shonein, shone. To learn something, it also means to review something. First, I just want to point out something which is so, so chashev, so important, that so many people think that they're chazering, that they're reviewing, they're learning, when unfortunately, many times it's not chazara, it's just learning. Now, when I say just learning, that's not what I mean. Learning is amazing. Just, quote unquote, just learning is amazing. But what I mean is that the unfortunate thing is someone, you know, will learn something. And a lot of times when I'll speak to people and I'll ask, so no, what's to learning? Say, what are you learning? And they'll tell me a Gemara. I say, tell me something about the Gemara. And depending on the level, on who they are and what they're learning, I find that the higher the level one is on, often the less they know about the Gemara. Now that sounds a little bit strange what I just said, but let me try to explain what I mean. The higher the level one is learning, the less they know about the Gemara. Now, what do I mean by the Gemara? I don't mean that they don't know how to learn. And I don't mean that they're not learning amazing, you know, learning through Rashi, Tosos, going into the Rishonim, seeing the Rif, and seeing the Rush, and seeing, going across the board, the Ritva, the Rashba. What I mean is, though, very often, that's all they know. What do I mean that's all they know? I say, tell me, what Gemara are you learning? I'm learning Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, what are you learning Rosh Hashanah? I'm learning the third pack of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, tell me something about the third pack of Rosh Hashanah. Oh, wow, the Aruch HaShulchan brings a beautiful pshat that he basically takes from the Gemara in, from Tosos, actually, in Brachos and Daf Zayin, to speak about the idea of tefillah, whether it's called tefillah bezmana, if you start before the Zman, but you finish after the Zman. Amazing. That was great. Okay, now what does the Gemara say? What do you mean, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah or the Gemara in Brachos? Okay, either one. Well, I could tell you what Tosos says, and I could tell you what I could tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And no, but tell me what the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? You know, it's based off the Gemara. But what does the Gemara say? So often people go ahead, and when it comes to learning, especially if you're learning Ian, you go to see the Gemara. You see the Gemara one time, maybe two times. And then almost immediately they go into Rishonim. And by the way, I'm talking over here high-level shiurim, high level. You know, you go to the highest shiurim in the world, and you go, you sit in there. And okay, the Magid Shir generally has an expectation. Expectation is that you know the Gemara before you even see Rashi, if that's such a thing. Obviously, Rashi we know is Klal Yisrael's Rebbe, but what I mean to say is, even before you see Rashi, just what are the words of the Gemara? Do we have the Gemara klar? Do we have clarity on what the actual Gemara is saying? I will tell you from my experience, and perhaps others have had a similar experience. Somebody who goes ahead and knows the Gemara well, just the mamish, the shaklavitaria of the Gemara, just the Gemara. Okay, we can throw Rashi in there. You know Gemara Rashi well? You will start to come up with questions by yourself. You, not that you don't need the Rishonim. Of course we need the Rishonim, but my point is that very often you will come, or you'll be mechaving to the Rishonim's questions, and believe it or not, you'll be mechaving to the Rishonim's answers. It'll almost be like spot on. It'll make sense. It'll just be the norm. Tosus asked that question. Of course he asked that question. Who wouldn't ask that question if we learned the Gemara? Now, okay, if Tosus is asking a question that we have one Gemara here, another Gemara, another Masechet, you never learned a Masechet yet, okay, fine. But if you've learned it right now, many times it's just Ofenort, right over there. Tosus comes and asks a question that's like right there, right in front of you. And you're like, oh. So sometimes you end up learning the Gemara through the Rishonim. But really, we're meant to be learning the Rishonim through the Gemara. And what happens is a person sits down to learn and they say, okay, let me now chazer, let me now review. And very often, when they're reviewing, it'll be the second time they're seeing the Gemara. And then when it's the second time they're seeing the Gemara, that's not called review. We don't have klarkeit in the Gemara itself. So that's not called review. That's still called learning. And people wonder, why is it that it takes me so long to be able to chazer? You know, like if you know a Gemara well, how quickly can you chazer a Gemara? One of my new rebbeim is a rabbi in Passaic, New Jersey. His name is Rabbi Avram Goldar. What do I mean by one of my new rebbeim? I never learned by him, but now I learn by him every single day via technology. And he has a system of chazara set in place. And I heard a shiur from him about 10, 12 years ago that he was mentioning that when you go to review something, it's only review once you've learned it the first time. If you haven't learned it the first time and don't have klarkeit and clarity on the sugya, if you don't know what you're saying, then when you do it a second time, it's not chazara, it's learning. But when you go into learning in chazara mode, then you never get clarity in the first place. Because chazara means I have it, let me review it. But if you don't have it, you can't be reviewing it. So then it's like we're using two different parts of our mind when we go into chazara mode. So when you walk into something in chazar mode, when really it's learning mode, then you don't pay attention as much. You don't actually sit there to have it understand. And then you get frustrated when you don't understand it so much. Like, I don't understand. I've reviewed this so many times. How come I don't know it? The answer is because you haven't reviewed it so many times. You've attempted to review it in a way that you haven't gotten to be able to review yet. So you end up we're nowhere. We're not in learning, and we're not in review. So we end up frustrated. Step number one is to just clear our minds of everything, sit down, learn a sugya. Learn it. Just the Gemara. Rashi. Gemara Rashi. Get clarity. What is Gemara Rashi? What is it saying? Once you've done that a few times, like they say, as is spoken on many yeshivas, why is it that above every mesechta on the top of the page, you have four lines of Rashi and four lines of Tosos? Because until you've learned something four times, you haven't even learned it one time. Sefer Torah Sabayis goes into this idea. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about it at length. But to go ahead and at least four times is only really seeing it one time. Get clarity on what it is. And when we have clarity on what it is, then we can go a little bit further. And we can start Chazara. One who knows, think about it. Many people know when they start to learn, you know, like the first Amud of every Masechta. And then starts to maybe go downhill a little bit because it's fresh, it's new, it's exciting, you're starting, etc. The first Amud, you learn it well. There's no reason why a person isn't able. Again, it depends on everyone's level of learning. I'm not coming to whatever. But I mean, somebody who's been in the yeshiva veld, someone who's been learning a year, 2 years, 3 years at least, certainly 5, 10, 15 years. When you go ahead and you learn an Amud, so after you've done it a few times and you know it, it shouldn't take you more than 2 to 3 minutes to be able to read from that. I think I'm giving a lot of time here. It shouldn't take more than 2 to 3 minutes to be able to read the entire Amud. Read it inside, out loud. Maybe not then translating into English. Maybe not with Taich out loud, but at least with thinking of Taich. As we go, there's nobody who can't chazer. To realize what that means, we have so much time to be learning all the time. I mean, you have a few minutes. How many few minutes a day do we have that we throw away? A few minutes a day, just open up. You're sitting there, you're waiting for, you know, they say, what's a masmid? When I was in yeshiva a number of years back, this story goes back, about 20 years ago, there was a chaver of mine who would stay up pretty late learning. And when I say pretty late, I mean like very late. And his Rebbe noticed that in the morning, he was wrecked. So he said to him, what's going on? Why are you so tired? He said, Rebbe, I'm a masmid. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, I'm a masmid. I stay up till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock learning. I'm a masmid. Now, excuse yourself. Forgive me. I don't know the sensitivities of England. Definitely don't know the sensitivities of England. So if I say something that's a little bit inappropriate, warning, this may not be suitable for anyone. But forgive my lashon. But he basically said, you're not a masmid. You're an idiot. Okay, if you need to kosher that a little, you're a fool. A masmid isn't staying up every night till 3 o'clock in the morning. That's called the Yetzer Hara. A masmid is someone whose everything is clear, all his times are set. A masmid is a person whose everything's in the right place. What if you want to know what it means to be the masmid from the lashon of tamid, tamidius, it means all the time, always, and you have a moment to take advantage of that moment. You're about to run out the door and you're going somewhere with your Rebbetzin. And then your Rebbe says, give me a minute. Give me three. I just need 5 minutes. I'll be upset. I need 5 minutes. 5 minutes! What a matana! You can chazer a blot. You can chazer a blot. Because you can only chazer if you know it. So I don't know, what does that mean? Eino domi. You can't compare somebody. Shona Pirko Meya Pa'amim. What is that? Shona Pirko. Shona Pirko reviews. Pirko, his learning, what he has already. It's a review. But understand that the learning isn't part of the review. You got to learn first. Know it. Do it 100 times to get clarity, and then start the 100 times, and then do 101. So Chazal tell us. The Gemara says, Eino doma shona pirko mea pa'amim l'shona pirko. Okay, that was my little tangent over there. Make sure you have clarity on the Gemara itself before you open up any other sefer. Unless you need help with it. You need Perek Mishnayos and the Rambam to understand what's going on in the Mishnah. Fine, yes. But don't start going on to all the Rishonim and the Echronim and the Acher Echronim and don't start double thumbing. Don't double thumb until you have clarity in just the basics of the Sugya. Then we can get into Chazara. And that's when they say you can't compare somebody who learns 100 to someone who learns 101. And it's a very funny, interesting Lashon. What does that mean? That you can't compare. You want to say, it's not similar. You know, you want to say it's better. It's greater. Eino dome. You can't even, it's not similar at all. You can't compare. What do you mean can't compare? Someone goes ahead and they taste a chicken dish, right? Somebody makes a chicken. And then someone goes, oh, yeah, but you can't compare this chicken to my mama's cooking or to my Rebbitzin's cooking or to my friend's cooking. You can't. One second. I can't compare it. Ain't no dome. You want to say, oh, my mama's cooking's better. Oh, my Rebbitzin's cooking's better. What is ain't? What's a lotion? Ain't you're not, you can't even compare it. Why can't I say I can compare it? It's greater. So I believe the Balatanya explains, you know why you can't compare? Quite literally, you cannot compare. It says you can't compare because it was the norm. It was normal that back in the day, people used to review their learning 100 times. That was normal. That's what people did. You learn 100 times. So when the Lushan is said, ain't no dome, what does it mean, ain't no dome? What it means is, quite literally, ain't no dome. You cannot compare. Because somebody who learns 101 times, that's not normal. You just went above and beyond. That's a level we've now pushed ourselves. We are now different people. Because since everybody does 100, what's the big deal? Somebody who goes and does 101, wow, he was. We say that is going above and beyond. Now you say in a dome, can't compare. You know, there's a story that's told about the Vilna Gaon. If you're Sephardi, it's the Gaon from Vilna. Rabbi Eliyahu ben Shlomo Zalman, a great, great sage, Kramer. 1720 to 1797, 1795, 1794, debatable exactly which year he was nifter. The Vilna Gaon, the story is told that someone came to him and said, how do you know everything? And he said, do you know the Gemara that says, Eino dome, shona pirko mea pa'amim, shona pirko mea pa'amim be'echad? Do you know that? He said, yeah, I know that Gemara. He said, do you believe the Gemara? Do you believe it? He said, what kind of question is that, you know? Ich bin a tayer a yid. Yo, of course I believe in it. So the Gemara said, well, I had to see for myself. I had to see for myself. I just didn't believe it. I mean, of course, you have to believe Chazal, but I had to see for myself. When you learn something 101 times, you know everything. Come on. What kind of, don't say that. That's dangerous. Don't say, what kind of statement? Who am I to say, like, oh, you know, if you did this, then you'd know. What are you talking about? How can I guarantee such a thing? The answer is, I can't guarantee such a thing. But I could tell you that this goes out a big shout out to my Chavrusa. Hang on a second. He wrote to me, actually. Beautiful, beautiful. My Chavrusa sent to me such a beautiful piece. It means we were learning it. It's found in the Sefer Or Torah. I believe the brother-in-law. I hope I get this right. I think the brother-in-law of the Gra, maybe. Okay, I'm going to take a look, Belina, afterwards. Should have looked that up. But anyway, the Or Torah says the following. I'm going to read to you the Lashon. Listen carefully. You can't compare someone who learns 100, someone who learns 101. And if you go and you learn it 101 times, you'll know things. If you review something 101 times, means number one, you have to have some sort of clarity and then review that clarity and then you'll get to know certain things. Allow me to read to you. A person must review his learning all the time, many times. You want it to be set in your mind, it's got to be implanted deep, and not to forget your Torah. Like it says in Perek Kamed Chagiga, Daf Tesam and Beis. Amar Le Bar Hey Lehilel, by Dichsev, V'shaftem u'isem bein over v'chulu bein over elokim la'asher lo avado. You want to live in someone who serves Hashem, someone who doesn't. Eino dome shona pirko mea pa'amim. Lashona pirko mea pa'amim v'echad. You cannot compare. It is not comparable. Someone who learns 100 to 101. Hare. She'af mi she'chazer al tamudo mea pa'amim. Kari le'eino oved elokim. Someone who goes ahead and learns something 100 times. It's called Eino Oved Elokim. That's crazy. Can you imagine? Someone tell you, I chazer everything I do 40 times. I think of my Megillah. Kemunach b'kisadav. I learned it 40 times. Wow. What do we say now? We call people Tamid Chachamim. That person's Tamid Chacham. That person's an Eben Hashem. Really? Does he learn everything he does 101 times? Because, I mean, if he doesn't, the guy's not even an Oved Elokim. What? Just takes on a whole new meaning. What does that mean? V'atam. What's the reason? Kikach kiblu rabosenu, so our sages have received. Shekoach ha-shichacha gover ba'adam. The power of shichacha, the power of forgetfulness, rules over a person. Ad mea pa'amim. Until 100 times. V'shuv, ein shlita l'sar shel shechacha l'hashkiach limudo. After that, the malach called shechacha, the angel that's, oh, the sar, the official, that's, and the ruler of called shechacha, has no power for us to forget our learning. I'm going to interject myself just for a minute. I remember, I don't know the Mar Mukum for this. Anyone who wants to share with me the Mar Mukum, please feel free to reach out to, you know, start your day the Torah way to Dudi and share with me the Mar Mukum. I heard it from Rabbi Pesach Kron. Rabbi Pesach Kron said that how do you say in Hebrew to forget something is lishkoach, to forget. Shachach, shichacha, shin, chaf, Ches, 328. Gematria, 328. How do you say to remember? Liskor, Zechira, Zecher. Zayin, Chaf, Reish. Is Gematria, 227. What's the difference between Shechacha, Shachach, and Zachar? To forget and to remember, 227 to 328 is 101. Someone who does something 101 times, they will remember it. And they're going back into the Sefer. Shekoach ha-shichacha. Gover ba'adam ad mea pa'amim v'shuv ein shlita l'sa shichacha l'ashkiach limudo. Unless, em lo sheyoshev u'meisiram achakach milibo v'ein daito lav. Unless we sat down and if one were to sit down and remove it from their heart and not think about it, okay? The Remez Gadol. Listen to this amazing Remez. I was so excited about Chavrus Hashem. He shared this with me. We learned this together a few days ago. I was so excited because there's a vart that I like to say every Parsha is Tetzaveh. And the Parsha discusses, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, from the time he comes on the scene in Parsha Shamos until the very end of the Heilige Teira, Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in every single Parsha. There's one Parsha that Moshe's name is not mentioned. Parshas Tetzaveh. There's a whole vart about what that is, why that is, because of what he said in Parshas Kisisa. Salashan Mechinina Misifricha. A lot of vartuch on that. Maybe another time we'll discuss that. But in any event, although it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned anywhere in Parshas Tetzaveh, for whatever reason that may be, there is a hint, there is an allusion. Moshe Rabbeinu is alluded to in the Parsha. There's actually a number of allusions, but I'm going to share with you. One of them is that if you take a look, every word that we have, you have what's seen and then what's hidden. What's seen and what's hidden. What's seen is Moshe, and the name Moshe is the letters Mem, Shin, and He. Moshe. However, there are letters that are not seen. What I mean by that is if you take every word, every letter, and you spell out the letter, Those are the letters that you're not seeing. So mem is spelled mem, mem. Shin is spelled shin, yud, nun. Hey is spelled hey, aleph. Although Moshe's name is not anywhere, let's take the hidden name of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have the leftover letters that you're not seeing. Mem, mem, shin, yud, nun, and hey, aleph. So you're left with mem, yud, nun, aleph. The numerical value, the gematria of mem, yud, nun, aleph. Mem is 40, yud is 10, nun is 50, aleph is 1, is 101. And how many psukim are there in Parshas Tetzaveh? There are 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. So although maybe we don't see Moshe outright, he's hidden there and he's still there. And then I saw the following line from the Sefer. The remez gadol ki nelam shel Moshe. How do you have a remez that we won't forget our learning? If we do it 101 times, is because nelam shel Moshe, the hidden of Moshe, mem, shin, hey, which are the letters mem, yud, nun, and aleph, is gematria kuf aleph, 101. The inyan, what is the inyan? Ki misas Moshe Rabbeinu olam shalom. With the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, garam shechacha b'Torah, the Torah got forgotten. The unfortunate story with Yoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "You didn't think you want to ask me?" And he didn't chazer with him. It's mamashof, the whole inyan. He didn't chazer with him. He said, "No, I never left you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything you know, I know. I never left. So I don't have any questions." Oy vavoy. No questions? First of all, you must have a question. Again, that's a topic for another shir entirely. But okay, putting that aside, first of all, you must have questions. Let's understand. Chazara, at least chazer. Should have learned. You learned it. You know it. Learn it again. But what happened is, v'remez gadol ki misas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom garim shechaba olav b'torah, caused forgetfulness in Torah. Shelachin acher misaso nishkechu shloshes alafim alachos. 3,000 alachos were forgotten. To Osteel ben Kenaz. 3,000 alachos were forgotten. V'akol b'cheit ha-sela. Listen what he says here. There's a whole discussion on this. He says, but really, Yoshua spoke it out, but here he says, he's focusing on another angle. Hakol b'chita sela came from the sin of the sela, which is a, there's what to talk about, but it's, and go to the entire piece over here. But in any event, here's the deal. Aval kol panim af achar misaso, me'ir nishmaso b'chol tam chacham shebadar. We know that the Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is lit up in every Talmud Chochmah of the generation. Ki'inyan Hashemesh Shezoreach B'Kochavim. Who? Kishechozer Kuf Aleph Pa'amim. Az Misaleim Bo Moshe Nishas Moshe Rabbeinu. And V'chulu, he keeps going. You see, 101 times will cause a person to remember their learning. How seriously do we take this Lichel Chazara? And when I was talking about Chavrusa right before, I came on, I was speaking with him, and he says to me, "You know, if you're going to talk about this, you have to make a Kabbalah." I said, "I should start learning Kabbalah." He said, "No, you have to take a Kabbalah." It's like the well-known story, but a guy came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says to him, "You know, I want to know what I should learn." He goes, "What do you mean, what you should learn?" He said, "Yeah, well, what should I learn? Because I started learning, I finished all of Kol HaTorah Kula, Yerushalmi, Bavli, Sifri, Sifra. I went through everything, and now I just wanted to know, what should I do next?" He was hoping he would say Kabbalah. So he started to say, "Well, you know, Chazer this, and Chazer that, and Chazer the other." Until finally, he saw his uncomfortable. He said, "What's the problem?" He said, "I was hoping you'd say Kabbalah." He said, "Oh, I almost forgot, of course. Take a Kabbalah on yourself that you're going to spend time with your Rebbetzin and help her." Like Chavrusa said to me, "If you're going to talk about this idea called Chazara, you must take upon yourself a Kabbalah that you're going to go ahead and also do something." So Lamaisa, I'm going to say Bli Neder. Bli Neder, I take upon myself that I'm going to up my ante of chazaras that I'm doing. I Baruch Hashem chazer, but I'm going to up the ante of chazara. What exactly? I'm embarrassed to tell you because I'm not up to 101 yet. I will say there's so much more to talk about. I'm looking at the time. I didn't realize how fast it went, for me at least. I have so much more to discuss with you. Unfortunately, we didn't get it to be able to do it now. Well, let's try to review everything we did and end up with 1 point. So we start from the beginning very simply. Understand the fact what happens. You know, Domi can't compare someone who learns 100, someone who learns 101 times. Number one, you have to know you're actually reviewing. So make sure that you get clarified on actually the Gemara itself. Know the Gemara. Then go into the Rishonim. But then we maybe take the time and understand what can you do in 5 minutes and 3 minutes. You can chazer and amen, probably even less than that, but maybe even 3 minutes. Make sure that we take the time to go out and chazer and chazer and chazer. And like the Gemara says, Eino Domi, you can't even compare. You can't even compare. What does that mean? You can't even compare. So like we said, the Balatanya explains that it was the norm to do it 100 times, to do 101. You're breaking yourself. You're going above and beyond. And my friends, that's what a person starts to learn. And chazara is murder. Everybody who's chazer knows it's murder. Because the satan is making sure you don't get to 101. The Malach called Shechacha doesn't want to let you get there, because if you get there, he has no shlita over you anymore. That's why the difference between Zecha and Shachach, to remember and to forget, is 101, 227 to 328. We have to fight. It's a battle. Once we fight and we overcome that battle, we'll have it. Of course, you have to continue Chazar and continue learning, but we'll have it. Make sure that we set up a Chazar system and continue to learn. There's so much more to discuss as always, but the Ribbono Shel should give every one of us the koach to be able to not only chazer, but give us the koach to learn something for the first time. As we're coming now to Shavuos, now's the time maybe that we should be taking upon ourselves, starting Shlosh Yemei Hakabbalah. We're starting every student the 3 days of prep. Maybe we should take Kabbalah on ourselves. And whatever we're learning, we're going to make sure we're going to get clarity on it, and then make sure that we're going to have chazaras at least 1, 2, maybe 4 times, at least, like the Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, at least those 4 lines. At least those 4 lines, if not 101 times. And Be'ez Hashem, we do such a thing, the Gemara, and God, I can't have to stop myself, but we're going to hit the highest of levels and be able to beat this thing called Shechacha, and along the way, become a person by steiging and learning and getting deeper and deeper into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. I want to wish everyone here a Moira Dika Kabbalah Satorah. Make a Kabbalah to be Mekabel, a Kabbalah for Kabbalah Satorah, that we're going to sit down, we're going to learn, and we're going to continue to grow. Thank you all for coming, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for joining. Start your day the Torah way.